Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Sunday, April 7th, 2024. It's spring in the desert, and the flora and fauna are booming here in the Morongo Basin, but there is a particular combination of those two things that don't quite go together. Small animals and foxtail grass. A common name given to a number of grasses. Foxtails are sprouting up in yards and even the national park, but they shouldn't be. Foxtails in general are invasive, and one specific species, the red brome, which looks like an upturned brush, is particularly present here in the high desert. Medina Asbel, the director of conservation for the Mojave Desert Land Trust, explains.
It's very invasive. It's actually been in Southern California since the late 1800s, and we start to see it when the desert starts greening up in the winter and early spring. And unfortunately, it is an invasive plant that's not from this area. It does not provide benefits to our wildlife and, in fact, can be quite harmful.
Dr. Brenna Lynn Timmerman, a doctor of veterinary medicine out of Landers, described the problems that foxtails can cause in pets, specifically dogs.
They've got coat and hair on their legs so they can pick them up walking along. And that's the most common route of infection or problem for them, is that the animals pick them up in the skin and end up ingesting them from grooming. Sometimes it can embed in the skin and start to migrate up a leg or a paw mostly.
What can a concerned dog owner do to protect their precious pup?
The best thing you can do is check your pet after it's been outside. Go through the paws, go through the ears. Sometimes the butt cheeks tend to be a little extra hairy. And use that time to maybe groom or brush the dog too.
And what should you do if you see a foxtail in your dog's fur?
Most often you can dislodge it yourself, especially if it's gotten early on. If it goes a couple of days, then that's when we start to worry about it bedding in the skin. But you can still pull it and you're okay. If it does show signs of infection like heat, swelling or redness, which you probably should go in for a vet.
But it's not just dogs that are in danger. Medina Asbel says that foxtails pose a threat to desert tortoises as well.
Tortoises will eat the vegetation that they come across. Tortoises who eat brome are at risk of getting those awns lodged in their jaws, in their mouths, and in their eyes. And they can cause injury to their mouths and actually lead to starvation and death.
Foxtails are everywhere right now, but we can still be vigilant. If you see them in your yard, do your part to eliminate the threats to pets and wildlife and keep them from spreading.
You know, unfortunately, foxtails are here, so we have to manage them as best we can. And so what I recommend to property owners is remove them, pull them out, and bag them. So don't just leave them laying on the ground or put them in a composter because the seeds are still able to disperse. It's better to put them into trash bags, contractor bags, whatever, tie them up and put them in your dumpster with the trash.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.